BBC News with Aaron Safir. Shamima Begum, who left Britain as a schoolgirl to support the Islamic State group in Syria, has won her case to return to fight a government decision to revoke her UK citizenship. The appeal court said she had not had a fair chance to present her case from the camp in northern Syria where she's being held. Armenia and Azerbaijan have accused each other of breaking a fragile ceasefire after a lull in hostilities that have cost 16 lives since Sunday. Both sides said shells and mortars had been fired across the border in Armenia. The Iraqi security forces are reported to have killed three senior Islamic State militants. They include Omar al-Qahtani, a figure described as the group's self-declared governor of the Baghdad region. King Felipe of Spain has led the nation and international leaders in a state memorial ceremony to honour its coronavirus dead in Madrid. In a televised address, he said thousands of citizens had shown exemplary moral and civic values in the ways they'd responded to the disease. New figures show China has avoided a recession, but retail sales have continued to fall. The coronavirus pandemic has caused record disruption to the Chinese economy, which shrank in the first quarter of this year, but grew by more than 3% between April and June. Scientists from NASA and the European Space Agency have released the closest pictures ever taken of the Sun. They were captured last month by the Solar Orbiter probe, which came within 77 million kilometres of the Sun, about halfway from Earth. The pictures show mini solar flares, known as campfires, across its surface. The England cricketer Jofra Archer has been excluded from a test match against the West Indies for breaching biosecurity protocols. Archer stopped at his home on the English south coast during a series of matches. He said he's extremely sorry for putting others in danger. BBC News.